This is Gabe Keller. At KB Pharmacy, we are Rocket proud. We make getting your prescription easy with our mobile app and convenient drive-through pharmacy. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket football.
All right, Rocket football fans, I'm here with Coach Kate Gage Courtney. I can get that out. And we're going to break down what we saw down at Callaway County on Friday night. Coach, nice way to end the regular season, 34-13 win. And honestly, I didn't feel like the game was even that close.
Yeah, it was good to get a win. And sure, the regular season winning record and all those things, you get some momentum going in the playoffs. So, yeah, I agree that it's a good way to end the regular season.
And I know – early in that game, of course, I'm on the sideline and following you up and down the sideline a lot of times, and
yeah.
You were expressing some frustration, I believe, at various things. I think the expression was, "What are we doing? What are we doing? What do we keep doing?"
It really didn't
start well. I was beginning to worry.
We didn't come out very well at all. I don't know what you tack that up too, but it didn't seem like we weren't lining up correct. We weren't just reading our keys and playing things well, and then still getting penalties early, and then early turnovers, just crazy turnovers with a snapper hitting somebody in motion, and the ball's just live. Just really frustrating things that we're better than. And I think, as we got going, we got better, but just can't do that in the playoffs, especially continue to play. You can't play two quarters or two and a half quarters and expect to win football games. So I don't know what we were doing there early, and thank goodness we got it fixed in time. But we do need to do better coming out of the gate, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think some of it may have cleared up too when you cleaned up some of the penalties. You finished you had 73 yards in penalties the first half and finished with 83. So two of them in the second half, and Callaway, they had a lot of penalties too, 135 yards in penalties.
Right. Yeah, it was one of those games that I think I said after. It's just hard to get the flow when either team is having that many penalties. It was just another game kind of like the Caldwell game where it was just so many penalties, it was hard to get in any flow. Like, I feel like often moving the ball, but there was still no flow of the game because of penalty every other play.
And how many they waved off? I mean, they waved off three or four. So I don't know. Maybe they were trigger happy with those yellow flags a little bit.
I believe so.
Yeah, that's a pretty good crew, though. Really, I mean, that's a quality crew generally. So let's talk about your players of the game. And again, Rockets finished regular season 6-4, and quarterback Micah Newcomb's been a big part of that, and he's your offensive player of the week. Micah, had another great game. He only finished with 11 rushing yards, but he did have some big plays. He had some – I think he was sacked three or four times in the game. Actually, maybe been five. He's still 28 for 35 passing for 287 yards. Just so efficient. He's just complete – and he's got a lot of guys that can catch a ball too, though.
Yeah, he's got good weapons, but great decision-making. Good job keeping his eyes downfield last week and making some plays kind of late, stepping up in the pocket, kind of stands out. And just putting the ball where it needs to be. And like you said, those guys were making plays for him. Some guys made some really good catches also. But, I don't know what else you say about him. Ran the ball well, too. The yardage doesn't speak to that, obviously, with the sacks that go against it, like you mentioned. But did a good job all the way around. Has been playing extremely well, I think. So he's definitely doing his part.
Yeah. And your defensive player of the game, here's a guy that, man, he does it on both sides of the ball, Caden Howard. On offense, 6 catches for 39 yards, which less than he had the week earlier. He had a big game a week before that, but still 40 yards in receiving is pretty doggone good. But then 9 solos, an assist, and an interception on defense.
Yeah, he led us in tackles and was able to get a big turnover there. He did a good job. We had a plan with Tyler Belt injured. Didn't want to play him defense. We didn't know how much we'd play him at all. He was able to get in there some at receiver, but didn't feel like it was good to throw him on defense. So he kind of stepped in there to play some reserve free safety, along with Cameron Dutcher. But was able to play multiple positions and do a really good job. It's just good to have his versatility, somebody that can tackle and cover and just move around in spots and don't feel like you lose a lot. And really prepares it hard and really knows what's going on. So I certainly value that and appreciate that. So he had a good game.
Yeah, you know, some other guys, just to give them a little love here on the defensive side, those guys sometimes don't get as much. Ben McDaniel had 9 tackles. Levi Piper, 5 solos and 2 assists. And then you mentioned Cameron. He had another nice game on defense, 4 solos, assist, and block kick, their field goal try. And then Gabe Keller had an interception as well. And I think that puts him up at, 5 maybe for the season.
Yeah, 5 for the year. Yeah, there were several guys that made a lot of tackles. They had some long drives, so there were some plays to make. I thought the defensive line played pretty well. I thought Grayson made some tackles for loss that were big, along with Lane, and he had a sack. So, and Mankey didn't necessarily show up a whole lot on the stat sheet, but really was making that quarterback flush around and was chasing him all night. It was kind of funny to watch.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, a lot of guys, I thought played well defensively. Gabe with another pick, which is obviously huge, and set up our first score.
Yeah. No, I failed to mention Mankey. I meant to. He had 5 solos, 2 assists, so 7 tackles.
He had more tackles than I even remembered. Yeah, and he was chasing that quarterback around all night. It didn't show up. It was really frustrating him, I believe. And they were having trouble snapping the ball, and I think a lot of it was due to his quickness and him giving that center a little bit of trouble. So, and he plays really, really hard.
Yeah, I thought he did.
He plays extremely hard.
And we had his, I think his picture was online on our coverage after the game. So I think our photographer had a lot of opportunities to get some pictures of him chasing that quarterback. He kept him under duress. Lineman of the week, Lane West. This is, I don't know, third or fourth time maybe for him.
Yeah, he's really turned on. He's playing outstanding. Pass protection, run protection, and also defensively, like I mentioned a second ago, made some really big negative plays for us. Defense, just all around. As a senior, you kind of a lot of times see what you kind of got what you got by the time they're a senior, especially early on. But he just keeps getting better every week. I don't know if that's due to him not playing, but it's only his second year. And he's just really progressing, even at the senior, just played outstanding up front.
You know, he's just he's a lunch pail kind of guy, blue collar guy. He doesn't get you don't hear him getting too high or anything. He's never too low, and he just gets out there and does the job.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You like those guys, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I think everybody loves those types of guys.
Yeah, that was kind of your persona too. I think, of course, I'd see you get a little high in enthusiasm when you played, but let's move over to special teams. Player of the week, Keegan Pearson.
Yeah, Keegan, I thought he came in and kicked the ball really well. I thought they have a couple of dangerous guys back there kicking, and we kicked him once, which is actually Mankey, but we were able to cover him. But I thought, they were having to fall on kicks and fair catch them and just weren't able to get much in the return game going. I thought field position was huge. They have a kicker that's very capable of kicking field goals, and I knew if it came down to a close one, the field position would be really important. And I thought, because of our kicking game, that we were able to win the field position most of the night.
Yeah. If you look at the field position, let's see, 5 times we had the ball, took over our possession in Callaway County territory. Now, they were in our territory a couple of times. One of them was around 50. But a nice game, to end the season on. And now we'll get ready for Todd County Central to open the playoffs. That'll be a home game here at Rocket Stadium on Friday night, 7 p.m. Any early – tickets usually go up in playoffs. Is that right? Is the price higher?
I believe they're $8, and they're on GoFan, and then passes won't work as well. So I believe everyone will have to get a ticket, so your regular season passes.
Yeah.
And that's the KHSA, rules. So
yeah,
both teams split the gate and so on and so forth. So, but that information has been shared out a little bit. I think it's already on the football page and a few other places if you want to check on Facebook.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We will we'll break down that Todd Central game a little later in the week on the coach show. All right, Coach Courtney, thank you. Good luck at practice this week.
I appreciate it.
Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy. Located on Main Street in Marion, KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football. Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy. Located on Main Street in Marion, KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.